This is Nigel Ogden with you once again, keeping our regular Friday evening appointment with some of the country's greatest artists from the pipe and electronic organ worlds. Later in tonight's programme, we'll be listening to a few of the fine instruments installed by the Gaumont British Picture Corporation. But for starters, let's have a lively Blackpool-style holiday medley from the Tower Ballroom maestro Phil Kelsall at the Mighty Wurlitzer. The Tower Ballroom Blackpool, well, it's being mastered, as it has been for the past 10 years, by Phil Kelsall. And I'm sure you recognise Happy Days Are Here Again, Toot Toot Tootsie and Boo Hoo. And while we're in the mood for foot-tapping golden oldies, here are three more, this time from our Canadian friend Lloyd Berry on Hammond X66 Electronic. Thank you. Somebody Stole My Gal, Yes Sir, That's My Baby, and If You Knew Susie, Lloyd Berry on Hammond X66. Well, the first of our Gaumont organs on tonight's programme is a 3-manual 10-rank Wurlitzer, which was installed in the new Victoria Cinema in Bradford in 1930. The theatre became the Gaumont in the early 50s, but a link with the original name still exists with New Victoria Street, which runs alongside. The organist on the opening night was Leslie James, and the Wurlitzer remained in the cinema for 38 years, during which it was heard on the air many times. In 1968, the North East Theatre Organ Association acquired it and reinstalled it in a working men's club at West Cornforth, County Durham. Unfortunately, the organ had to be removed from there a few years later, and it hasn't been heard since. However, the current reinstallation programme in a converted chapel at Howden Le Weir is almost complete after years of painstaking restoration. And I don't think it'll be too long before the ex-Gaumont Bradford Wurlitzer is heard once again. Well, one young gentleman who had quite an association with the organ during its Bradford days was the late David Hamilton. And so here he is with the Rhondda Rhapsody. David Hamilton at the Gaumont Bradford Wurlitzer some 20 years ago with the Rhondda Rhapsody. Well, here's a track from the recently released cassette called Devoted to You, and featuring our young friend John Walker. John plays a whole variety of Yamaha keyboards to produce a very entertaining and musically satisfying programme. And Alpine Holiday is the title of this delightful number, composed by the man himself. Thank you. Alpine Holiday, composed and played by John Walker on Yamaha Melty keyboards. Gobont organ number 2 this evening is the 3-manual 9-rank Compton, which was opened on the 9th of February 1931 in the Gobont, Birmingham, once again by Leslie James. Leslie Taff took over as resident organist 1 week later, and amongst a number of other organists who followed, Felton Rapley in particular gave some fine broadcasts on the Compton, including a wartime one which must surely go down as one of the most unusual, in which he had to play from underneath a shroud to prevent the lights of the console being seen from the air, a bomb having made a nice big hole in the theatre roof earlier in the evening. In 1965, the organ was bought by the Theatre Organ Preservation Society, who reinstalled it in the Abbey Hall, Abingdon, where it's still heard in concert every month. Well, back to its Gobont, Birmingham days to hear this recording by Charles Smitten of his own Festival in Valencia. Charles Smitten at the organ of the Gobont Birmingham Festival in Valencia. And from the 50s, very definitely back to the sounds of 1985 now, as Kelvin Eames joins us at the controls of the Yamaha FX20, and this is Europa. Thank you. the Yamaha FX20, Kelvin Eames, and Europa. Now, the Gaumont Manchester came as a bit of a surprise to the city's residents because the new 2,000-seater Super Cinema on the site of the old Manchester Hippodrome was originally intended to be Granada's most northerly theatre. But a short time before the opening, a big sign appeared across the building proclaiming Granada Goes Gaumont. It opened on the 21st of October 1935 with Jesse Matthews and Sonny Hale on stage, the 39 Steps on the screen, and Stanley Tudor at the new four-manual 14-rank Wurlitzer, the start of a long residency during which Tudor's name became synonymous with the Gaumont Manchester and was billed in neon lights outside the theatre for years. The Gaumont closed in January 1974, and the organ is now owned by the Lancastrian Theatre Organ Trust, which as yet has been unsuccessful in finding a new home for it. Well, here's a recording made by Trust President Ernest Broadbent with a weather medley, which includes the two signature tunes used by the Gaumont's most famous resident organist, Stanley Tudor, Powder Your Face with Sunshine and Singing in the Rain. Ernest Broadbent at the Gaumont Manchester Well. It's her. Powder your face with sunshine, keep your sunny side up, riding on a rainbow and singing in the rain. Well, music now from one of Rodgers and Hammerstein's most famous musicals, South Pacific, as John Barlow plays I'm Gonna Wash That Man Right Out of My Hair on the Bradford University computing organ in Christchurch, Ilkley. John Barlow playing the authentic-sounding computing organ built at Bradford University. And so on to our final Gaumont organ this evening, housed in the magnificent 4,000-seater State Theatre at Kilburn, whose tall tower is still quite a landmark in North London, even though the theatre is now closed. It was opened on December the 20th, 1937, with a stage show which included Gracie Fields, Henry Hall and his orchestra, George Formby, Larry Adler, and the Band of the Grenadier Guards. Sidney Torch was at the console of the four-manual 16-rank Wurlitzer, an unusual instrument because as well as being on a lift on the right-hand side of the orchestra pit, the console was also located on a turntable, which turned slowly as it rose into view. Sidney Torch stayed as resident until 1940, when he was followed by Rudy Lewis, then Bobby Pagan and Louis Mordish. In 1954, the organ's quite frequent broadcast stopped for no apparent reason, and it wasn't until 1963 that George Blackmore persuaded the BBC to take their microphones back to Kilburn. In the years leading up to the closure of the theatre, the organ was kept in excellent condition, and some superb concerts were presented there, the most memorable for many people being the appearance of America's legendary George Wright in 1978. Well, although the theatre has been boarded up for some time, a preservation order on the building and its contents remains, and theatre organ enthusiasts look optimistically towards the future. Well, here's the gentleman who broadcast the organ many times during the 60s, George Blackmore, and a track from an LP made around the same time, and Harry Warren's Serenade in Blue. Thank you. Serenade in Blue, George Blackmore at the Gaumont State Kilburn Wurlitzer. This week's list of concert information starts as usual tomorrow evening at 7:30 when Simon Gledhill will be playing at the 3J's Gomersall. On Sunday the 8th, two concerts at 11 a.m. with Doreen Chadwick at the Cecil Theatre Hull and Ron Curtis at the Odeon Leicester Square. At 2:30 on Sunday afternoon, Armsby Bancroft at the Municipal Hall Eston, Michael Wooldridge at the Southampton Guildhall at 2:45, and at 3 o'clock Ken Stroud at the Regal Henley-on-Thames. Next Tuesday, the 10th, Jeff Stevenson at the Thursford Organ Museum at 8 p.m. And finally, at 8 o'clock next Wednesday, the 11th, Nicholas Martin and John Walker at Turner's Musical Merry-Go-Round in Northampton. And to round things off for this week, Simon Gledhill plays Donald Phillips' Skyscraper Fantasy on the fine part Compton, part Christie organ of Ossett Town Hall. Sam Gledhill ending this week's show with the Skyscraper Fantasy played on the organ of Ossett Town Hall. Thanks very much for listening. Hope you'll be back with me again at 9:15 next Friday evening. But for now, from producer Peter Pilbeam and me, Nigel Ogden, take care and bye for now.